know the feeling. I want you for my own. And if I rattle your cage.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Hey folks, you're chowing down on Dunkin's Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage. Enjoy yourself.
I have heard rumors all over town. They say that you're planning to put me down. All I'd like you to do, tell me that it isn't true. They say that you've been seen with some other man, that he's tall, dark, and handsome, and you're holding his hand. Darling, I'm counting on you. Tell me that it isn't true. I know that some other man is holding you tight. It hurts me all over. It doesn't seem right. All of these awful things that I have heard, I don't want to believe them. All I want is your word. So darling, you better come through. Tell me that it isn't true. All of these awful things that I have heard, I don't want to believe them. All I want is your word. So darling, I'm counting on you. Tell me that it isn't true.
Right, that was Bob Dylan from his classic album, Nashville Skyline. My name is Duncan. This is Duncan's Donuts with you for the next 50 minutes. Getting over some sort of cold thing. That's why I have a sexier voice than I normally do. Maybe sexy, maybe creepy. I don't know. It's definitely a more radio voice. It has deeper tones than I'm used to, but maybe it's a fun thing for a day. That was the song Tell Me It Isn't True. I put that record on the other day because I had heard The Girl from North Country, which is the lead-in track from Nashville Skyline, his duet with Johnny Cash in the movie Silver Linings Playbook. And it's a fantastic movie, and it reminded me how much I love that album. I think it's my favorite Bob Dylan album. Something about that the crooning voice that he uses is so great on that, and the songs are really nice too. It really lends itself to vinyl, I find. The crackling of the record sounds very good with those songs. So on today's show, we're going to hear some new disco, I don't know, soul disco music. I don't know how you'll describe it, but I'll play them. I think people used to call it chill wave, but they don't call it that anymore. They call it soul disco stuff in very vague terms. We're also going to hear some new local music, lots of good stuff. And we're also going to hear from...
Dawson.
Hey, Dawson. How's it going?
And good, man. How are you?
I'm getting better. You know, I had to take a couple days off work because I was sick, okay, but yeah. I'm on the mend.
On the mend. Good.
Very happy to be here.
Yeah, man. It's it is good to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you are a new recruit to the station.
Essentially, yeah. You know, got a few training shifts out of the way, and
excellent.
On my way to, you know, making my demo and stuff and applying for my own show.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
So you're going to be sitting in today and just learning the ropes.
Yeah, yeah.
From an
yeah.
old master.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll take notes of all the things not to do. Make sure to check the speed on the records, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent, excellent.
All right.
All right, so we're going to start things off with this guy, Rennie Wilson from Edmonton. He has a new album out called Sugar Glider on Mint Records, released this week. And it is a lot of fun. It's very different from other records that Mint has put out. Very soul disco. I can't describe it yet, but you'll understand what I'm getting at when I play it. So this is the song "By and By," and after that, we're going to hear some "Toro y Moi." Toro y Moi. Toro y Moi. I'm not sure. Here, let's just play Rennie Wilson and move on with it. Okay, Rennie Wilson. "By and By." Here we go. Thank you.
always remind me, 'cause I can't decide if you are my love. I know I can't always be home, but I never loved. Don't think like that. Came from Israel. I
Francisco.
That's okay. I was born in LA.
I left my love in a field.
That's okay. I was born in LA.
All right. That was Foxygen. At the top, we heard, what did we hear? We heard Rennie Wilson from Edmonton from his new album Sugar Glider, the song By and By, out now on Mint Records. Then we heard Toro Imoy from his new album Anything in Return, Say That, also an excellent song. I don't know, soul disco, that sounds dumb. I don't know how else to describe it, but chillwave, I don't want to say that either, so I'm kind of stuck, but... Both very slinky, sexy numbers, if you ask me. And then we, so like I said, finishing up there with Foxygen from their new album, we are the 21st century ambassadors of peace and magic. When I first heard this song, I was pretty skeptical. I was like, another effing song about California. I don't need it. But then it slowly worked its way in, and I now love it. That call and response, I really quite like that. I think this could be another Young People. I think this has that like great melodic hook that could just keep it going and going. So I don't know. I've definitely come around. Foxygen are from L.A., two-person band on Jag Jaguar, new album out this week, and they're going to be in town in March, opening for the Unknown Mortal Orchestra at Ye Olde Media Club. So, I don't know, maybe worth a check-in. What did you think, Dawson? You a fan of the Kinks soft psych kind of thing?
Yeah, I like it. I like more mellow music, but like I know what you mean, though. It's like, oh, another song about California, but you know, like, you give it a fair chance, and it's actually pretty decent.
Yeah. And that lilting, the way he sings San Francisco, I like it.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Yeah. I left my lover in a field.
Yeah.
Bored anyway, right?
Yeah, haven't we all gotten bored? Good song. Good job, Foxygen. Keep it going.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the show 90210? Speaking of California?
Here and there. I mean, I think that wasn't really for my age demographic. I was...
Right. Although there's a new one,
yeah,
isn't there?
Yeah. I think they're trying to, like, reboot it or...
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't watch TV really.
I know that seems like a non sequitur, but we're going to listen to a song called 90210.
Okay.
By a local band... fantastic band called the Courtneys. They released an EP last year, and this is the follow-up, I guess. It's the first single to a new album that they're putting out, but this song has a great video. So it's them at Third Beach in Stanley Park dancing around. So maybe it's about Beverly Hills, but I think it's about Third Beach. I think it's about summertime and having fun. And it's a nice slice of sunshine and that kind of thing in on a dreary winter month.
Yeah. Bring some sunshine here.
Yeah. So we're going to give a listen to the song 90210. I should also say this song is going to be on the CITR Pop Alliance compilation, which was formally announced last week. So that's going to be out March 5th to time up with the CITR Fun Drive, which is very exciting. Lots of other bands. I'll do a full rundown some other time, but... very excited to have the Courtneys as a part of that. And this fantastic song, 90210. Here we go.
Thank you. Thursday, January 31st, Fortune Sound Club presents Castle, Bass Heavy Beats with a Soulful Twist, also featuring Max Schoolis, Jake Dubconscious, Apron, and Okibi. Advance tickets available at High Life, Dipped, and Red Cat Records. Doors at 9:30. Sponsored by 101.9 FM CITR.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Yeah.
That was Beach Fossils from their new album, Clash the Truth. Generational Synthetic is the name of that song. Good stuff. You can hear that over on the Captured Tracks SoundCloud page. Fun times. Before that, we heard Naomi Punk from Seattle from with their song The Spell, also on Captured Tracks. Little double up of Captured Tracks action there. And then at the top, we heard the Courtneys with their song 90210. And I tell you, do yourself a favor, go out and watch that video. It is fantastic. You are listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Dawson in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going really well.
Good,
thank
good.
You for asking,
good. Yeah. So, what brought you to CITR?
What indeed? I've always been like, I don't know. I've always really wanted to just like get into some kind of radio, doing like voiceovers for PSAs and stuff and announcing.
Great.
Like because I've done here and there like voiceovers here and there and stuff, and CITR seemed like a really good opportunity and really good experience to just get behind the mic and get the technical training.
That's
so
what
here
it's
I am.
About. Yeah. Cool. And are you a student at UBC?
I am not. No.
No.
I went to Vancouver Film School for.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And welcome aboard. It's nice to have you here.
Yeah, man. It's good to be here.
Cool. So we were trying out records. We're giving that a shot, and it seemed like a good excuse to play the Cyrillic Typewriter, which is Jason Zampano's current band. He's been in Zampano, of course. He was in Destroyer. He was in Addicts and Cellars, Sparrow, lots of different bands. But right now he's performing. It's mostly his band, but he has a lot of collaborators. And so it's called The Cyrillic Typewriter. And this is from the album The French Door. It's the song Visions of Daniel. So let's give that a listen. And we queued up this record, right? We're not going to hear that all, right?
No. Not at all.
No, it's going to sound great. Here we go. Cyrillic Typewriter. Perfect.
Carried umbrellas to fly. Winds up some turkeys were tied. They could not leave her. It's all she had, and the planet's sin was inside. In the book, the animal's dreams were described. Six cocktails inside.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
I saw her at a hotel bar. She
All right. That was Yacht Club from the album Nova Vera? It's a mixtape called Flash. And unexpectedly, that is Ben Cook, also known as Young Governor of the band Fucked Up and of Young Governor. Doing an unwinking 80s synth pop performance. It's quite a remarkable mixtape. It's spot on. Good job, Flash. Great song. Yes. Before that, we heard the Cyrillic Typewriter from the album The French Door. That was the song Visions of Daniel. And that is going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Stay tuned. Up next is Evan with with Definition Soundwave. I put away a piece of paper that I shouldn't have put away. Dawson, tell me about what you're up to this weekend.
This weekend, not a whole lot planned, sorry. I don't know, I've got to get my dancing back in the order, man.
Dancing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got a dance song for you. I've found the piece of paper I was looking for. It's called Fall Back by Factory Floor. So we're going to listen to that in just 1 second.
All right.
But I'd like to remind people that Definition Soundwave is coming up next with Evan.
Sounds
then
good.
Robin with Ink Studs. Then some Thunderbird Eye at 3:30 with Jason and Richard, and then Mantra with Richard. So stay tuned all afternoon. It's just going to keep going. It's going to be a strong afternoon here at CITR, so don't go away.
Right.
If you're looking for something to do this weekend, tomorrow night, Fist City, the Ballantines, and Needles and Pins are playing at the Astoria, and then there's an after party at the Zoo Shop after that, and Tough Age, which is the new Jarrett Sampson of Korean Gut, and Penny Clark Band, which is very exciting. So, a couple of good shows on Friday night to keep you having fun. And I hope you find some dancing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will make time for it. So.
Excellent. Yes. Thanks for joining me on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
If you like what you heard this week, you can check out the podcast, which is working again, at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. And there'll be a playlist there as well. All right. Thanks for listening. I will see you next week. Here we go. Boosh. On the ground.
Welcome back. You are now listening to Definition Soundwave, hosted by Evan Brow. We are on our third show ever for all you Definition Soundwave fans out there, and I know there are thousands, maybe even millions. There wasn't a show last week due to CITR's 24 hours of radio art, so hopefully you were inspired by that and are coming to this show more worldly, like Gandhi, maybe. That'd be nice. Or Ravi Shankar. I don't know why I'm only listing Indian figures. I guess world peace and sitars come to mind when I think of anything worldly. But we are at the show together. So what's up? How you doing? Seriously, I would like you to tell me how you're doing into your radio. It'll be so fun. We've got a nice Definition Soundwave countdown this week. One that'll space you out. If you can, try lying on a bed for the show. It's worth it. Trust me. So our top five list is best heard with that kind of comfort and ambiance. But enough teasing. Our Definition Soundwave countdown this week is the top five songs that sound like a dream. So be prepared for that at the end of the show. But let's get to the music. We're going to start off the show with NWO by Deep Sea Diver off History Speaks. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
To regret, gone down some dark alleys in my own head. Something's changing, changing, changing. I go back to Clifton to see my old friends, the best people I could ever have met. Skin up a fat one, hide from the feds. And something's changing, changing, changing. So I